When a wind blows across the ocean, tiny ripples form. The force of the wind causes the water beneath the surface to roll. If the breeze is sufficient, these baby waves gather momentum and grow larger. As the ocean becomes shallower, the wave is forced upward. And when the water gets too shallow, the wave becomes unstable and has to break. In Waimea's case, the water gets real shallow, real fast. The secret to Waimea's freak surf is a steep coral shelf. When a barreling wave hits this ledge, the water jacks up like a train wreck. If a surfer is in exactly the right place, he'll catch the wave right before it explodes. If he's in the wrong place, his body will be cartwheeled across a minefield of coral. And at Waimea, even a small miscalculation could kill you.
Horace Hackett did not appear disturbed. In fact, he was airy. This thing, his attitude plainly said, was a mere bagatelle. Mike, at the piano, was grandly oblivious of the pair. His slender fingers were caressing a doleful dirge from the stained keys, a very quiet accompaniment to his own state of mind. Mike had a chance to audition the following morning, but he was pretty certain that he would fail. He always had, hadn't he? Jules Montcalm, with the air of a hunter who has just treed a mountain lion and is now training his rifle to bop it out of the branches, leveled a finger at Horace.
"I don't believe," said Jules Montcalm, whose real name was Julius Berkowitz, "that you even have a plot for it."
"Ha, ha, ha," said Horace, hollowly. "Not even a plot. Ha, ha. That is very funny. Mike, he doesn't even think I've got a plot for this novel."
"Well," said Mike DeWolf, not turning, "have you?"
Ours was the first ground TV station in Nam, and the first ever in a combat zone. Soon after we went on the air, there arrived a young woman who had become sort of a mascot for Armed Forces radio and television. She was a California girl, blonde, fold-out figure, and a genuine million-dollar smile.
Her name? Chris Noel.
When Chris walked on camera, a roar echoed across the valley. Every man not on guard duty was watching that night, including the enemy. Immediately after Chris's show ended, another began. First with sporadic gunfire, then to be followed by automatic arms fire and incoming grenades. Within minutes, a chopper was called in to take Chris off the mountain. We waited, and when the firing stopped, we had our window of opportunity. Just as he touched the ground, two of us picked up Chris and threw her aboard. In less than a second, they were off the ground, the Huey left with tracers following close behind. Although I never saw Chris again, I'll never forget what she did for us. She knew what Nam was. She is our sister, and we love her for it. Robert Martin, Palm Springs, California.